Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we are broadcasting live from my Salem Media Group flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and across the Caribbean, too, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and all those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready for the second shot at the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, sir.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a lot of talk about mail-in ballots. And wouldn't you know, the state of Nevada, hello Las Vegas, hello Reno, wouldn't you know, the state of Nevada, their legislature passed a bill to have all the ballots mailed out for the people to fill out and mail back in. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Well, yeah, what could possibly go wrong? They're simply going to just send ballots out into the big world out there and hope that they reach the people that they're supposed to reach, that they're, number one, not intercepted or filled out by somebody else, or maybe someone who's deceased, and maybe somebody fills out their ballot because it hasn't all been updated yet. This is just a recipe for disaster. It is different than absentee ballots,
right?
In a very, very fundamental ways. But you know, Captain, this is just another one of those things where, and I guess mostly it's going to be based on the idea of safety. But if safety is the issue, and again, and I'm not trying to be flip, but I am trying to point out a real sticking point here. Well, then simply have the election, but have all of the polling places be the home improvement stores, because everybody can go to a home improvement store and we can stand in line 6 feet apart in order to make our purchases. So why can't we stand in line 6 feet apart and cast our ballots at the same time?
And don't forget the cash register that doesn't have anybody in it either. You just run your cards through there.
Well, that's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, in other words, people are funneling through these big stores and other stores and things, you know, necessities that we have to do, and we're doing it on a daily basis, and we're doing it safely. Voting is a necessity. We can do that safely as well. But what they're doing, a lot of this stuff, Captain, I think is just a smokescreen again to, again, cause a lot of chaos and cause a lot of confusion, because you know that on November the 4th, there's going to be all kinds of lawsuits from every possible group and so forth involved in this. And it's going to throw a lot of dirt in the air.
Yeah. And a leading Democrat, House Majority Whip James Clyburn, the Democrat from South Carolina, over the weekend got caught with his fingers in the cookie jar. He denied comparing the federal agents to Nazi police. However, Pete Hegseth, his interviewer, my friend, points out the proof from the comments made during the actual congressional committee's meeting. And, of course, Clyburn went, well, I don't really remember that. I don't. Are you sure? I'm not sure about that. But, see, this is part of the deal where they're going to say anything they can, ridiculous, sublime, whatever you want to call it, harmful, hurtful, just derogatory, and they don't care how it comes out.
Well, no, and I think a lot of times, Captain, these kinds of over-the-top comparisons, especially to Nazis and things like that, are kind of really for a specific subset of viewers or listeners, and a lot of times it has to do with a couple of particular cable channels, as it were. But they throw these things out there, and it's kind of, it's a red meat type of thing of, oh, yeah, well, yeah, the Republicans are Nazis, and the police are the SS, and all that kind of stuff. And it's not really, it's not thoughtful, but so when you're sort of confronted with it, then you've got to try to backtrack the whole thing.
Yeah. Now, something to think about here. Senator Rand Paul was chastised pretty badly in the media when he came out and said Democrats were responsible for the crime waves in the cities. Well, guess what, folks? Democrats are responsible for the crime waves in the cities by pulling their police back, by supporting the defund the police movement, where police are basically not doing anything right now unless they absolutely positively have to. And I'm not sure what the have to is all about.
Well, right. You know, Republican or Democrat, no matter what political party you're in, if you get elected to be the mayor of a city, a big city, a small city, a town, whatever it is, you have a responsibility to maintain order, and that should hopefully go across political lines. If we're not talking about limiting protests, peaceful protests, or limiting First Amendment, we're talking about stopping people who are hell-bent to burn down buildings, and we have, hundreds and hundreds of buildings that have been burned down as examples here, the kinds of violence against police. That should be a universal thing where the leadership would say, no, this isn't allowed.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning to you there, Maury. I just saw that you sent me something, and I'll take a look at it here if I can, if I got time. And good morning to everybody in the chat room, and good morning to everybody around the world. Steve in Thailand. And how about that dancing cat from Catwoman and Road Dog? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by a brand new sponsor. And I do mean a brand new sponsor. They've been around for a while, but they're called Auto Glass America. And Kyle, what do you know about Auto Glass America?
Well, aren't they the ones with the Auto Glass America?
That's it. Yeah. That's it. And in the times we're living, folks, it's nice to know that someone is going to give you a break. And if you've got Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them that I sent you. Now, they'll handle all of the insurance details, come to your home, your office to do the job. They'll follow all the COVID-19 procedures for cleanliness. And as I said, you get $100 cash back at the time of your service. Just tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And if you're living in Fort Myers, Orlando, Brooksville, Ocala, Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, guess what? Even Lakeland. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So write down this number or put it in your phone right now, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Mention the captain sent you, and you'll get $100 cash back when they replace that windshield for you. And, Kyle, what was that again?
Auto Glass America.
Yeah, just like the jingle goes. How about that? That's pretty good. You did a great job with that.
Well, thank you.
All right, yeah, I'll send you your check in the morning. So anyway, but anyway, there you go. And that's what's good about new spots and sponsors. And I'm familiar with them. I really am. And I know they do a bang-up job for sure. Pardon the pun. Tucker dropped a truth bomb about little Dr. Fauci being a total fraud. And it's about damn time, in my humble opinion.
Well, you know, the thing with Dr. Fauci is that he seems to have been wrong a whole lot more than he's ever seemed to be right.
Correct.
And a lot of times, Captain, he will couch whatever it was he said or told us to do with the idea of, I'm just a statistician and that kind of stuff. But yet this has led to policy, and so this isn't supposed to be, kind of hunt around until you find it policy. We need actual policy.
Well, here's the deal, okay? This is Steve Scalise and Dr. Fauci going back and forth on C-SPAN Friday. Listen to this.
Dr. Fauci, let me ask you about some of the decisions that you worked with President Trump on and the whole team did. I know when you go back to the beginning of this, the China ban was very heavily discussed. Were you involved in working with President Trump on deciding to ban flights from China?
Yes, sir. I was.
Do you agree with that decision?
I do.
Do you think that decision saved lives, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, I do.
Do you agree with the decision when ultimately we saw spread in Europe and then the president recommended that we extend that to Europe? Did you participate in that discussion?
I was actively involved in that discussion, sir.
Do you agree with that decision?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that decision saved lives?
Yes, I do.
Eventually, then, we saw the United Kingdom have an outbreak, and there had to be a tough decision made. Do we extend that to the United Kingdom? Were you part of that decision?
I was.
And do you agree with that decision as well?
I do.
Did that decision save lives?
Yes, it did.
Well, gave the right answers there, didn't he?
Yep, yep. Absolutely.
But when it comes to some of this other stuff, he goes nuts. Now, again, here's another little short piece from him back and forth. Listen to this.
I'll tell you where that comes from, Sanjay. The company that is making this, in this particular case, it happens to be Moderna with the mRNA platform technology, that we've already begun the contracting with the groups that make vaccine, and we're proceeding in what's called at risk. In other words, start to manufacture the doses of vaccine even before you know the vaccine is safe and effective, which is a financial risk. Not a risk of safety, not a risk of scientific integrity. It's a financial risk. They promise us that they will have, in 2021, at least a couple of 100 million doses of vaccine, and maybe even by the end of the year of 2021, up to 1 billion. This is what they're telling us. I hope that that's deliverable. If it is, we're going to have what was just promised.
Now, we found out over the weekend, Kyle, that 170 different companies making vaccines are in a high-speed mode to get somebody to the market sooner rather than later. That's a whole lot more than what he just said.
Well, exactly right.
And a whole lot quicker.
That's true. So, and again, it's that there are many eyes and many brains, working on this whole thing. And hopefully something is going to break, something that we can really, as they say, take to the bank, as it were, such that we know that it would be effective, it's producible, and also it's distributable as well. Because even so, it would take a long, long time, at least in our country, to inoculate 350 million people. So I think for a time anyway, we're still going to have there's still going to be vulnerable people, obviously, and they may have to take some special precautions until this works its way through.
Well, that's exactly the plan that I saw yesterday. The first people to get it would be the most vulnerable.
Right.
That would be the first ones. And then the second group of people would be the ones that wanted to take it versus the ones that don't want to take it or don't think they need it or aren't sick.
Right, and I can imagine that, and just sort of projecting here, right now there are mask requirements at private, companies or private, stores and so forth. But what happens if they say, well, if you haven't taken the vaccine, you're not allowed to come into our store or place of business? I don't know that will necessarily happen, but it could start drawing down lines like that.
The way we're going right now, or the way things are going, that would not surprise me.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, we have a couple of different tiers of society, those who have the vaccine and those who don't. And what would that mean for commerce, business, or going to your job?
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, Congressman Doug Collins yesterday said police defunding efforts are making U.S. cities unsafe as more police unions now are supporting President Trump. Now, we heard that here in Florida with the president of the Florida Sheriff's Union. 48 sheriffs were present to tell the president that they were supporting him. Other sheriff's unions over the country have come in and supported the president. Other police unions have come in and supported the president over the weekend. The sea of blue is becoming red, white, and blue with Donald Trump as their favorite.
Absolutely. And you know, Captain, early on, especially not only in the campaign, but early on in the administration, the Democrats and the liberal media have tried to make us believe that President Trump is completely unreasonable and would do harebrained schemes on everything. But look at this. Defund the police. That's the most harebrained scheme I think we've ever heard, in a very, very, very long time.
And who came up with the idea?
Well, it's the Democrats, really. Yeah.
Yeah, but who was it who was pushing it for a while in the Democratic Party? It was Ayak, Tlaib, and Omar.
Yeah, you're right about
that. They were the three that started it.
Yeah, and it sounded crazy at the time, but then it starts to take root. And that's why all these kinds of crazy ideas that have to do with the riots and all this stuff, it sounds like lunacy on its face. And then give it a couple of weeks, and then it starts to kind of get some traction within the party leadership.
And the worst part of it is Joe Biden can't back out of it. He can't sit there and go, well, I never said this, I never said that, because he signed up to it.
Well, exactly right. And I think that President Trump will absolutely destroy him in debates.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the debate.
Yeah.
In lieu of what we're seeing, that he won't go on Fox News and talk with Chris Wallace, what makes you think there's going to be a debate?
I know. I think Chris Wallace would give him a, for lack of a quote-unquote sort of easy interview to some degree. And so one would think, why wouldn't Biden want to take advantage of that? I mean, it's on Fox and all this kind of stuff. They could get all kinds of mileage out of that. But I just think something's obviously wrong with Biden, as we've talked about, that he I think they're going to find some way to not have him debate Donald Trump, because they just can't afford it.
No, and he would eat him up and spit him out, because Biden couldn't intellectually keep up with the sharper-minded, quicker Donald Trump. He just wouldn't be able to. He would get disoriented. I could see the whole thing happening right now. That's my prediction. I don't believe I'm wrong, because I do know enough about dementia, and having been around people that have had it in my adult years, especially as a firefighter EMT, having seen it up close and personal and what it can do, where people actually get lost or don't know where they're at, or get in a car, drive away, and, is this Syracuse? What do you mean I'm in Albany? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's a sad thing to see happen before our eyes, you know. Mm-hmm. But right, and you know, unfortunately, the Joe Biden's been running on this thing of I'm not Trump for too long, and yet if he were to debate Trump, people would say he's not just not Trump, but he doesn't seem to be able to be a leader either. So that would be bad for him.
All right. Tell everybody how we can hear your show, because it's time for you to go.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thanks for the help with the commercial, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet, Captain.
Hi, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. That was a lot of fun. Auto Glass America. Auto Glass America. Now you're going to get me doing it. Don't forget, you can give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. I'll be right back with more and our military and veterans report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first edition of the Military and Veterans News here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to better serve you. We'll tell you about where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you themselves what they're all about. So here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, folks, here's what I tell everybody. First of all, you need to take a tour of one of their campuses if you're interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech, which is a highly paid job, in-demand job, that you can have in 14 short months. You'll get certification. Certification stays with you. You can go anywhere in the world as a certified aviation maintenance tech and make money. Lots of it if you apply yourself. Now, You can go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, that's Concord, Mass., right outside the city limits of Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, on the south side of the bay, across the way from Tampa Bay, the Clearwater facility, over by the Clearwater Airport, and then also over by Almerton Road at US 19. So, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the threat to the U.S. in Afghanistan was, in fact, raised with Russian officials when he spoke to the Russians. Not President Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Now, the secretary would not say specifically whether he had raised allegations that Russia's paying bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American troops in Afghanistan, but he did say that discussions with the Russians involved all of the manner of threats, and he told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the threats from Russia against Americans in Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Ukraine, and elsewhere had been discussed. I believe the secretary. He's a stand-up guy, graduated number one in his class from West Point. I believe the secretary. Now, the president is waiting to see what happens in Portland, as is everybody else around the country. Has it quieted down altogether there? No. Has it quieted down a little bit? Yes. Does it need to get a lot better? Of course. But the president said if the protest and the violence doesn't stop in Portland over the next few days, he will deploy the National Guard. He will federalize the National Guard and deploy them on the streets in Portland to straighten up the mess. And to that, I say it's about damn time. In addition, you ready for this? Homeland Security officers reportedly were told they were not liable for incidentally gassing journalists because if the journalists were in the crowd where the protesters and the rioters were and gas was fired in there, too bad, so sad. You betcha. You betcha. Because there was a court that was trying to say, oh, you can't use the gas, you can't this, you can't use it. Boo-hoo. If you're stupid enough to be in the middle of those protesters with a camera or any other device, and you're a reporter when you don't have to be there, in the middle of that, then you're an idiot. You should be back somewhere behind the police lines. Let everybody else get banged up, not you. By the way, did you hear about the aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush? Reportedly, a small number, we don't know how small the number is, of crew assigned to the carrier George H.W. Bush have tested positive for COVID-19. We'll see what happens there in the days to come. Hopefully it won't go way out of whack. Hopefully. And here's one for you. The Senate canceled a confirmation hearing for Anthony Tata, the Brigadier General, who President Donald Trump had picked for the Pentagon's top policy job. He was going to be the director of policy at the Department of Defense. And because he couldn't get that job through the Senate, the president appointed him to a job that doesn't need to be confirmed as the deputy director. The deputy director to that position, which means he'll be in the position anyway. Way to go, President Trump. Way to go, President Trump. There's more than one way to beat the Wesky Demo Rats, as my buddy Jeff down in Sarasota likes to say. So there. So think about that for a minute. But isn't that something?
Isn't that something? And when I heard that, I said, boy, this is great. The president's on his A game with this one. Well, AFRICOM has been ordered to make plans to move out of its headquarters in Stuttgart, Germany. Don't know where they're going yet. Its commander announced that Saturday morning in an early morning press briefing. Now, we know that 12,000 troops are going to come out of Germany. We know that 6,000 of them are going to remain on the continent. We don't know if they're all going to go to Poland, or if some are going to go to Poland and some are going to go maybe to down in the Balkans or down into the Ukraine or somewhere other than that. But we know that Poland's going to get the very large group of them. So we'll see how all that works out. And again, the only people that are upset about that, of course, are Germany. But if Germany had been paying their bill on time like they're supposed to, like everybody else is, maybe they would still have the troops that they're crying about losing. Now, the military's biggest age demographic is testing positive for COVID-19 more often than the civilians in the same group, the Pentagon's top doctor said, probably because of their lifestyle. Younger folks are congregating more, going to the bars and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. So we'll see where all that goes. By the way, China is making inroads in developing a robust nuclear triad that could put it on par with the United States, so says the head of the Strategic Command. So now we're taking and paying close attention to China and speeding things up ourselves. By the way, the United Kingdom has requested the blessing of the United States to produce more nuclear weapons for themselves. We'll see how that works out. And a House panel advanced plans to replace the Department of Veterans Affairs mission statement with gender-neutral language, with Republican lawmakers offering strong support to the idea in opposition to the administration's objections. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. And the legislation introduced in the Senate, which would give federal employees a more direct line to influence government reopening and safety precautions by creating executive-level positions and also making people responsible for reviewing and making recommendations on agency response policies. By the way, did you hear about the post office? U.S. post office is considering closing post offices around the country, sparking concerns ahead of the anticipated surge of mail-in ballots in the 2020 election. But the post office has been losing money for years and years and years and years and years. If you're going to run it like a business, hire UPS or FedEx. Put them in there. Okay, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, our buddy up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, right closest to you. Truck on in there right now. Tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All right, here we go. That's Don Henry, and it's been a Don Henley tonight. That's Dirty Laundry. We had Don Henley last hour, but there you go, finishing up tonight with Don Henley on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Now, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Let's take a look first at what we got going on out here across the country, because I'm going to stay, first of all, out west and in the mountainous areas, because we've got some weather out there at the moment, which is red flag warnings in the eastern part of Idaho, to include Boise, on up towards the Cabbage area on I-84. Also in the western part of Utah tonight, going up and down I-15, we've got a red flag warning there, and a high heat advisory as well. And Salt Lake City around there, we have a high heat advisory. Over towards Nevada, over towards Elko and Battle Mountain, got a high heat advisory there. Same thing in Central California down there in the valley coming out of L.A. going off to the east. And very hot again down along Yuma, Arizona, California way. Very hot in there, 115 degrees plus. And also around Phoenix today, we're going to have some really hot temperatures. And up in the 3,000-foot level north of Phoenix, it'll be going all the way up to there, too. So there you go. Now, with everything else that we have that we're talking about here, we've got to get into the tropical storm, which is going up the East Coast. Right now, it's still off Florida, up around right now between Daytona and Jacksonville, moving slowly up the East Coast. We've got all kinds of watches, all kinds of warnings, but let me read the statement. Tropical Storm Isaiah will deliver heavy rainfall, flash and urban flooding, high winds, dangerous storm surge, coastal flooding, life-threatening surf, rip currents, and severe thunderstorms with tornadoes to portions of the eastern U.S. through early this week. Isaiah is expected to track just from offshore northeastern Florida all the way up through the coastal south, North Carolina, on Monday, and then work its way further up. We do have watches and warnings and advisories all the way up I-87 to Quebec in New York, as well as Vermont and parts of Connecticut, western Connecticut, and western Massachusetts. Now, this is predominantly going to be a rain maker. However, it does have the potential, with the 70-mile-an-hour winds in it right about now, to, if you're running empty with a truck up 95, anywhere's from Jacksonville north up into South Carolina, North Carolina today, you might just want to park this one, sit this one out if you're running empty, if you're running very light loaded, because the winds could be such that they could blow you over. We've also got hurricane watches or hurricane. Well, yeah, we do. I'll be darned. We got hurricane watches and warnings along the Cape Hatteras area because this storm may become a Category 1 hurricane. We have got tornado watches and warnings through South Carolina up into southern North Carolina right now. There could be some tornadoes spawned from this. And as we take a look at the latest advisory, the minimum central pressure is at 995 millibars. The maximum sustained wind, 70 miles an hour, out 115 miles tropical force winds. It's got a small circle of area of tropical force winds. The highest winds are inside a 35-mile track, but the tropical force winds in general go out 115 miles. The storm has slowed down. It is moving at 9 miles per hour, and there could be some further intensifying of the storm this morning, perhaps taking it to a Category 1 hurricane, which is why the hurricane warnings are up there right now. And as of 2 a.m., it was 130 miles east-northeast of Cape Canaveral, and there were winds that were reported in the buoys there around Cape Canaveral at 54 and 63 miles per hour gusts. So that's what we've had over there. A lot of rain with this associated. We've got 2 to 4 inches. Surf will be anywhere from 2 to 4 feet from South Carolina to Cape Fear, from Sebastian Inlet to Edison Beach, North Carolina, 1 to 3 feet.
Again, low-lying areas, you might have some real interesting times there. So just be advised of the fact that you got some bad weather coming your way today, and all you can do is just adhere to the weather forecast and do what they tell you. And don't, please, don't drive through water, running, moving water that you don't know how deep it is. A couple of feet of water can take a vehicle right down the stream with it. It's that simple. Even a semi. So please be careful. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. And on the line, we've got Denise Salmon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Obviously, a lot of things have happened over the weekend, transpired. A couple of things since we talked on Saturday we had this situation where Pete Hegseth, and I wish we could have known about this, he was interviewing House Whip James Clyburn and talking about the congressional committee meeting where he has said something about referring to the police officers, the federal agents as Nazis and the stormtroopers. And Pete Hegseth pointed out that he had actually said that during his congressional committee. And he goes, oh, no, I don't think I said anything like that. I don't think so. So Pete pulled out the transcript or the comment that he apparently had ready to go and said, well, here it is. How do you explain this? Well, I don't know. I'll have to check. I really can't answer that. Give me a break.
Does it matter? I mean,
matters to me.
That's what they do.
That's right.
I mean, the questions that they had for Barr, AG Barr, really weren't questions. They were statements, and the statements themselves, beginning with the opening statement of Jerry Nadler. I mean, they have lies in them.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah.
Well, the thing of it is if I get it. I understand what they're doing, okay? I did quite a little thing in the first hour, which I'm probably going to do again. I'm not going to do it with you because I don't usually get political, but I'm going to definitely get up on my soapbox the last hour with Frank Salvato and, again, explain to the people what it is that they're trying to do because I got it. They should be knowing about it, but we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Well, you know, it's fine that Fox News can call these people out. I mean, okay, we get that. But how many people are not watching Fox News? How many people are watching NBC or CBS or ABC? And therein lies the problem. You can't go over there and correct their stuff. You know, you can call them out, but...
Well...
Fox can call them out.
Hold that thought, because you're going to run out of time. And there goes the computer, and here I come, and I'm going to go, too, in a minute. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back, right after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.